Hello everyone, welcome back to The Pivot Point. I am Mayank and today we are asking the ultimate corporate question. If your best new idea destroys your current profit, should you stick with it anyway?
The cannibalization dilemma.
Exactly. So joining me today are Richie and Thang. Richie, is destroying your own profits actually a valid strategy? Do you feel that?
Of course it is, Mayank. In our course, like of what we've studied in our own course, it's called a strategy renewal. It's very different from what you can call as regular innovation, because what this does, it creates and it transforms the value offering of the whole business altogether.
I believe that a scary situation, because it often means existing profitable businesses. We saw this with the film photography industry. One dominant film persisted with the film long after digital becomes superior. They couldn't bring themselves to cannibalize their film profits and they lost everything.
What you are saying is quite scary exiting profitable businesses, right, Thang?
Yes.
Okay. So, Richie, why do you feel it is so hard for smart leaders to just say yes?
So, that, my friend, is what we call a strategy inertia. Because one of the main causes to that is cognitive inertia. What usually happens is when business exists for a long time, it's going really good. People resist to change. They don't like things to change and adapt to something new that transforms the whole existing structure as such. I wouldn't, but you can't blame them, because you can also see that the brain is a lazy organ. So it always sticks to what it knows to do every day and what it knows to do best. So obviously they resist to change.
So you feel or you believe that just because you have spent decades mastering film, your brain dismisses digital as inferior.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Thang?
Actually, there are also financial commitment matter in this situation. When you have like billions invested in old factories, managers resist admitting those assets are obsolete.
Okay, just because of the financial investment a company has put in.
Yeah.
Right. So what if a brave CEO, irrespective of whatever we discussed just now, a brave CEO decides to do it, what happens next?
People usually want the results quick, but what usually happens when they adopt this decision is they come to a situation called as performance paradox. So what happens is when they initiate this new idea as such, things don't start to look well. They look for... Companies should know that they are looking at long term, not short term. They should always focus on the bigger picture. So when in this paradox, the performance paradox, at the beginning, it might not look well. But at the longer picture, you'll actually get to know that you're actually doing better in that same industry.
So it's a quite scary situation for investor when you like enter the short term disruption. You're pulling the money from the profitable old business to fund the new one. Profits drop, the investor gets more nervous afterward.
Right. I believe that it sounds too risky.
Yeah, indeed. But, you know, look at the video rental industry. Like one chain kept improving stores while digital challenges shifted to streaming. This incumbent refused to cannibalize store revenue and the challenges won at the end.
What about you, Richie?
So you can call this as Schumpeter progression.
You mean Schumpeter's?
Yeah. Okay. So where you what happens is you need to destroy your old value to create something new. You can take, for example, maybe Kodak. Kodak had something what they had as the cash cows over there. And they had a good entry to a good market over there, but they didn't do it. They didn't destroy their old value thing to create a new disruptive business. They had a very good chance, but they didn't do it. That's what would happen if you don't do that.
So still, you feel, what do you feel the answer to should you do it would be?
I think is that, you know, when there is a changes and the chance, it's like momentum. So you have to do it anyway.
Okay.
According to me, you have to do it. You need to accept short-term pains for long-term advantage.
Yes. Okay. I feel that, yeah, it's a tough but a necessary choice. So thanks, Richie. Thanks, Than.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. See you next time on Pivot Point.